welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and we've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and...
A magic, pathetic mortal!
Lux!
Shield! Aw, almost had him there.
Sig, are you okay?
I'm fine. Concentrate on the firewall spell. Happy, how are the egg whites?
The whites are beginning to form peaks. The mixture is approaching the ideal air infusion percentage. It is almost time to fold this into the yolk mixture.
Great. Lux, is there any chance we can reschedule this? Soufflés are hard enough as it is, and I really want to get this right.
Counteroffer.
It's way too early for this.
Okay, almost done. Happy, hit me with some aberrant fire.
No, don't stop whipping.
Sig, do you want a firewall or not?
Can't you just use regular fire?
Regular fire?
Not if you want this spell to have a chance to stop a super powerful fairy assassin.
Aw, flattering. You know, I've always liked you. Maybe once I off Sig, we can go out for drinks and girl talk?
Hard pass. Not actively trying to kill my friend is kind of a firm boundary for me.
Aw, shame. Ha!
Shield! Sig!
Okay. Happy, give me the bowl. Help me!
B, as we practiced.
Ha! Got it!
Oh, so cute! The little witch has a new party trick!
You won't be calling them party tricks when you've got aberrant fire coming out of your...
We're closed!
What? You're having a party and I'm not invited? Sigourney, you're breaking my heart, man.
Hey, we're clearly in the middle of something important here. Who even are you?
Well, considering he called Sig by his full name and has the name Dolph tattooed on his forehead, I'm gonna go with Sig's older brother, Dolph.
A canny assessment.
Dolph? What are you doing here?
Better question, what are you doing here? Yoink!
Hey! Give that back!
Ugh, this is awful. Baking is the thing you're supposed to be good at. Don't tell me you're losing your touch.
It's egg whites and cream of tartar. It's not supposed to taste good yet. Also, in case you haven't noticed, it's kind of a bad time.
For once, we are on the same page.
Relax, little bro. When things are messy, that's when I thrive.
I'll be the judge of that. Ha!
Boom! Deflected.
Deflected into my magic crystal? You broke it! I can't cast without my focus!
The fire escapes! Dolph!
Whoops. My bad. I'll get a bucket of water.
Unless it's blessed water, it's not gonna do anything. And I'm not exactly getting cleric vibes from you.
I'm seeing the fire, but the wall, not so much.
Not helping!
B can quell the flames with magic, but she needs a focus to cast with.
I have a training wand my big bro Kurt gave me. Hold on. Here.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Even I know that's a wand of flames. The topper is a dragon's head.
Really? I thought it was a wand of dragons.
How would that have helped?
Also, that's not a thing.
Oh, bummer.
I have to think. I really wish you weren't here right now.
Whoa, wait. Flames out. Sorry, Sig. It was a little hard to hear over the sound of your shop burning to ash. But did you say, I wish?
What? No, I...
Ah, you did! You said the words, I wish, in front of me, a fae!
But I didn't mean wish as in wish. All I meant was...
Oh, Sig, what a rookie mistake. I expect better from you. But a wish made in front of a fae is a free invitation for us to use our abilities to their fullest extent. No limitations, no restrictions, no consequences.
Just because you get an invitation, it doesn't mean you have to take it, right? RSVPing no is always an option. You can even RSVP yes and then not go if you change your mind day of, or, you know, if you get, like, a better offer, or if your show's on or something.
Yeah, why don't we go back to a minute ago when my bakery was on fire and you were throwing magic at me?
Oh, it is tempting. But I don't think I'll get such a unique opportunity ever again. I mean, wishing away a sibling. Oh, what a classic!
Lux, you don't have to do this.
No, I don't. But that's what makes it so fun. Say goodbye to Dolph.
What?
Where did you send him?
Somewhere he'll never escape from. Unless, of course, you finally stop being so stubborn and let me kill you. Then I might find it in my heart to let him out of my hedge maze.
Hedge maze? Oh my gosh. Wait. Dramatic, powerful fae, wished away sibling, hedge maze. Ah! I know this one! Lux, are there Muppets in this maze?
What's a Muppet?
Doesn't matter. Sig, she can't just take away your brother and not give you a shot to win him back. You can ask to run the maze.
Wait, what? How do you know that? We don't just go around telling mortals about our loopholes and escape clauses.
I am extremely well studied in the arcane texts of Archmage James of Henson.
Are you referring to the film with the man in tight pants that you enjoy?
Shush!
Oh, all right, yes. I am obliged by Fey Law to give you a chance to run my maze for a chance to free him, if you ask. But are you sure you want to? Letting me kill you would be so much easier for both of us.
Yeah. I can't just leave him in there. And for the millionth time, I'm not letting you kill me.
Oh, okay, fine. But my maze, my rules.
She's not simply speaking idiomatically. Her maze will be in a demiplane linked to her will. The rules of reality themselves will be as she desires.
Yep. That's right. I'll be in complete control. I could make up, down, and down, up. But that wouldn't be useful, so how about instead I make things a little harder for you all? That means no true sight for you, Sig. That wouldn't be any fun. No aberrant fire for the business babe, and... Well, I'd take B's magical focus, but Dolph already broke it, so I guess you're off the hook.
Yay me.
Those are my terms. Still want to play?
I'm not letting you steal Sig's brother, and I'm not missing out on a chance to see a real-life Muppet. I'm in.
The constraints on myself are acceptable as well.
What about you, Sig? There's still time to back out. I know how much you hate adventures.
This isn't an adventure, it's an errand. And it's my fault this is happening, so yeah. I accept. We'll do your stupid hedge maze.
In that case... You have until sunset. Good luck!
Ugh, I can't believe I said that. I can't even blame Lux because I asked for it. I mean, I literally asked for it.
Well, that is true, and this is, by the strictest definition, your fault. You should not admonish yourself so harshly.
Yeah, there was so much going on, and he literally set the bakery on fire. Of course you blew your top.
I know. I wasn't trying to banish him, but he's so annoying sometimes. It's not as bad when he has Chuck and Jean-Claude to balance him out, but when it's just him, ugh.
You harbor antipathy towards him?
No, it's not like I hate him or anything. It's just... Okay, look. You know how all my brothers do the hero thing, right? It's not really my speed, but they do it because they want to help people, which I get. I want to help people too, just without all the hacking and slashing and spell-slinging. But Dolph? He mainly just likes to do whatever is the most exciting and dangerous. Lucky for him, there's a lot of overlap between the heroic thing to do and the dangerous thing to do.
Oh, gotcha. So he's pretty much the entire opposite of your whole vibe, then.
Yeah. He thinks it's so funny the way I handle things. When we were younger, he would joke that there was no way I could be related to the rest of them. It was pretty obvious that I wasn't exactly the brother he'd been hoping for to complete the set.
Maybe it's none of my business to say, but... It's not your fault if he has bad taste.
Well, I appreciate the pep talk, but he's still my brother, and he's give him the burnt cookie annoying, not leave him trapped in Lux's hedge maze forever annoying.
Perhaps once you rescue him from this situation, he will be less dismissive of your chosen path.
Maybe, but I'm not counting on it.
Oh, up ahead. I think that's the entrance.
We've been walking for almost an hour in this direction. We should have seen it coming.
If it was a regular maze, sure. But this is Fairy Magic 101. No one does illusions like the Fae.
Oh, man. I miss my true sight.
Halt! Who goes there?
A little guy? Oh, I knew there would be little guys. Look at that bushy tail. Adorable.
I am not a little guy, and I am not adorable.
Sorry about B. She just gets excited. Are you the person we need to talk to about running the maze? My brother is stuck in there, and we're kind of on the clock.
Ah, yes, our latest runner. Welcome to the maze. I am the guardian of the hedge maze of Mistress Lux.
Why did you just look at your hand? Is her name written on your palm? Do you not know the name of your own boss?
Of course I do. I just said it.
You clearly just read Lux's name off of your hand.
Also, quick question, and don't take it the wrong way, but are you real?
I beg your pardon?
No. See, I usually have true sight, and I can tell whether I'm looking at an actual person or some kind of magical illusion. But I had to give it up temporarily to run the maze, so I just thought I'd be up front and ask.
Sig! You can't just ask someone if they're real. It's rude.
How is that any worse than calling him a little guy?
Well, he is a little guy. Happy, back me up here.
The guardian does appear to be both little and a guy.
Would the three of you like to hear the maze entrance riddle at any point? Or are you just going to keep arguing about whether or not I'm a real little guy?
Yes, sorry about all the questions. You can forget about them. We'd love to hear the riddle.
Finally, right or left, the choice is yours. But be savvy in your pick. An unwise step at once ensures you'll face disaster fast and thick. What's right is left, which means, of course, the option left is...
Do you get paid for this?
Huh?
This whole guarding the maze thing. What's in it for you? Do you get paid?
Guarding the maze entrance is a very prestigious position.
That's not a yes.
The terms of my employment are none of your business. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. What's right is left, which means, of course...
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, seriously, what's the deal? Are you full-time? Part-time? Contract labor? Does she need a full-time maze guardian? How often is she actually banishing people to this maze? I mean, look at it. This seems like it would take a lot of magical energy to run 24/7.
Yeah, and what do you do while someone is actually running the maze? I assume it's a one group at a time thing, right? So once you're done with your part at the top, do you just wait around?
You do not seem to have a chair to sit in when you are not performing your duties.
Oh, that's a good point. Do you have a chair? Happy has a chair.
Stop asking questions! I'm trying to do my job!
Sorry, I'll stop talking.
Thank you! Yeah, I lost my place! We'll have to start all over!
Well, if you're starting over anyway...
What? What is it?
Geez, I was just going to ask who wrote the entrance riddle. It doesn't sound like Lux. She does dramatic really well, but she's not super big on whimsy.
I'll have you know that I wrote it. Any more comments?
No, just good job.
Excuse me?
It's a good rhyme. Scans well. That's it. Good job.
You're serious?
B is always serious about Scansion.
Oh, well, thank you. I pitched the idea and I honestly didn't think it would get approved, but I really wanted to make sure I did a good job because, you know, I take pride in my work.
It shows. You should get a bonus or a raise or something.
I'd have to be getting paid for that. You were right before. Maze entrance duty isn't exactly salaried work. This isn't even a proper Fae maze. I mean, it is, but it's not a classic custom maze with a single master. If you're a Fae with a certain degree of status, you're expected to have access to a maze. but it's a lot of hassle to maintain if you don't use it regularly. Not to mention a huge energy drain. A bunch of fae pulled their magic to make this one, and they all use it when they need it. That's why I had Lux's name written on my hand. She only uses the maze once a century or so, if that.
Wait, so this maze is a timeshare? That's a thing? I have so many questions.
There's not a lot of non-minion work that a fae creature can aspire to. We're not as powerful as proper fae, and let's face it, I'm adorable. You were right about that, too. I'm not exactly striking fear in the hearts of my hypothetical enemies.
Striking fear into the hearts of others is not contingent on size or stature. It is contingent on determination, mental acuity, and intimate knowledge of the private dread that lurks within the depths of each mortal soul.
Yeah, you shouldn't just work for a group of powerful fae because that's what every fae creature does. What do you actually want to do?
Oh. Huh. I guess I've never really thought about it before. I didn't think it mattered.
Of course it matters.
Is there something that drew you to this position specifically? There are several minion positions frequented by fae creatures that you could have chosen.
I guess it was the potential for creativity. Not a lot of creativity involved in being part of an expendable horde. And if you're on entourage duty, the only creative part is finding new ways to flatter your boss every day.
Oh! Idea! You like making riddles, right? Have you ever thought about designing an escape room?
Like a death trap?
No, it's like a room that you're locked in and you have to solve the puzzles so you can escape before the time runs out.
I'm pretty sure you're describing a death trap.
I am not describing a death trap. We have these back home. They're a lot of fun.
It is fun to be locked in a room with no guarantee of escape?
You're not trapped forever. It's only an hour, and they let you out if you don't make it in time.
Then what is the motivation to escape the room?
Okay, I feel like you guys are trying not to get this. Okay, alright. Think of it as like a practice dungeon, you know? The same types of puzzles and traps you might find on an actual adventure or dungeon crawl, but without any of the real danger or high stakes.
Hey, that's actually a pretty good idea.
I have been known to have them from time to time.
That'd be perfect for Hexwell. A lot safer than just throwing new students into the Forest of Death for training.
Yeah, at this point I kind of think the Forest of Death's body count is a feature, not a bug. More fresh corpses for the necromancers to practice on. But I bet at least Toadhouse would go for it. What do you think?
That might just work. But I don't know anything about running a business.
Okay, that I can help you out with. How about, when I'm done with this ridiculous maze, you swing by my bakery and we can talk shop. I know all about running a small business.
Wow! You'd do it?
Yeah. I'm always happy to help get someone out of a cruddy job. But back on the topic, well, what was that riddle again? We really need to find my brother before time runs out.
You know, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm quitting anyway, so here!
Whoa! There's a third path? Where did that come from?
Illusion magic. It was there the whole time. There was a clue in the riddle that I'll tell you later. Anyway, it's the most direct path to the center of the maze. You should make it with plenty of time to spare, as long as you keep walking. Oh, and don't eat any of the food. It's all enchanted fae stuff that'll trap you here for as long as Lux wants. Taboo of consumption. You know the drill.
Got it. When we get out, there's gonna be a non-enchanted slice of pie with your name on it. See you on the other side! B, I know the Guardian said this direct route would shave a bunch of time off our run, but we're not gonna make it in time if you stop to listen to every single fae creature who wants to sing a little song.
But the production values! They clearly worked very hard on them!
They seem extremely ancillary to the matter at hand.
Sometimes it's more about the journey than the destination.
I think a rescue mission is the one time that's 100% not true.
Okay, fair. I just...
Sig, look. Laying in the middle of the path, is that...
Dolph!
Oh my gosh, is he okay?
He's not breathing. B, can you do something?
No magic, remember? And I don't know any non-magical first aid. The only medical show I watch is Grey's Anatomy, and I'm only in it for the romance and the drama.
Okay. Happy, Lux took away your aberrant fire, but do you have any other tricks that'll help get him up?
If you would like, I can attempt to rip his soul out of his body and plunge it back into place in hopes that the shock to his system will cause him to awaken.
Whoa, let's not do anything crazy now.
But I believe that would be unnecessary, as your brother is simply holding his breath.
What? Dolph, you jerk!
Oh man, I got you good! You should have seen your face.
What are you talking about? You didn't even see his face! Your eyes were closed while you were playing dead!
Okay, yeah, if you want to get technical about it.
So we're in here risking our lives to get you out, and you're trying to give me a heart attack? Are you kidding me?
Well, to be fair, you're the one who wished me here in the first place.
Only because you barged in and messed up a perfectly good bake day.
That fairy lady was already trying to kill you when I walked in.
We were handling it! And how are you even here? I thought Lux would have had you on some sort of leash.
She did, but then I turned on the old Dolph charm and she let me do my own thing.
You annoyed her so much that she let you go, didn't you?
Pretty much. But how'd you get here so fast? This is like almost the center of the maze. I didn't expect to see you for hours.
Well, I'm not useless. I can hold my own.
This maze is full of traps and monsters, and you didn't even bring a weapon. Not that it would have helped. Remember when you took sword fighting lessons with Master Patinkin that one summer? How long did you last? A week? The mom let you quit because you were stress-baking so hard? Oh man, good times.
For you, maybe.
Quiet. Did you hear that? There it is again. Something within the hedge.
Ah, my time to shine. Stand back, people. All right. Whatever's in there, square up. Not coming out? Okay, then. I'll come to you. Get ready to... Whoa!
Stand back. It appears to be proximity triggered.
Help!
Lex, we're barely being digested.
Hang in there, Sig! Ugh, I hate not having magic. How did I go without it for so long? I am totally powerless.
You may not have your spells, but perhaps you can identify what kind of plant or creature this is.
Right. Okay. Carnivorous plant. Proximity triggered. Little red berries. Oh! This section of wall must be made of grasping holly. Sig! Good news! Holly!
How is that good news?
It's like quicksand. If you struggle, it'll eat you faster. If you relax, it'll let you go.
See? I told you. Relax.
How am I supposed to relax when I'm being digested?
It's easy. Watch this. Inhale. See? Easy. Your turn.
I have literally never been more stressed in my entire life!
Think about things that you find calming.
Yeah, like the bakery!
Oh man, the bakery! If we get back, I have to deal with all that fire damage!
Okay, bad idea. That one's on me. Anyone else have a suggestion?
I just wanted to make a souffle!
I do not believe there exists a combination of words that will calm him. I have an idea, but I am certain he will not like it.
I'm certain he'll like being digested even less! Just do it!
Very well. Apologies, Sig.
Wait, what are you-
What did you- Oh, you took out his soul, didn't you?
No way. You were serious about that?
Clearly you don't spend a lot of time with Happy if you have to ask.
We should move him further away from the Grasping Holly before I return his soul.
On it. Okay, I think he's good.
Stand clear. He may be disoriented when he comes to.
Sig, you're back!
You good, bro?
I saw an endless, infinite darkness, and then... Within the darkness, there was an even deeper darkness, and it spoke to me.
What did it say?
Did hanging out with the toad finally get you killed? Or did you manage to do that all by yourself?
I guess that means Morrigan is doing well.
Sig, are you unharmed? Removing your soul was not the ideal solution to the problem, but time was of the essence.
I'm gonna be having nightmares for weeks. Minimum. It was not your fault. Thanks for the rescue, buddy.
What, no thanks for me?
What, how did you help? You're the one that triggered the trap.
Well, yeah, but who dragged your body to safety while you were unconscious?
I was unconscious! How would I know who... Okay. We don't have time for this. Let's just get to the middle of this dumb maze so we can...
You!
Ah!
His soul literally just got shoved back into his body, so maybe we can cool it with the yelling?
How are you so far into the maze? You weren't supposed to arrive until right before sunset. Oh, the grand finale isn't even finished yet.
I'm not naming names, but you really should pay your minions better. Or that all.
Oh, you try to go the traditional route one time and look what happens. Assassinations are so much cleaner. Blade to the throat and you're done. No middleman. Who has the patience for this?
So, does this mean we won, or...?
Oh, no! This may not have gone exactly the way that I planned, but you still need to face the maze's center. In fact, let's go there now.
Oh, love the costume change.
Sig, look! My dress is made of flowers! Very garden party chic.
Are you seriously complimenting her right now?
Credit where credit is due. She made you guys look dapper, too. Wait, what happened to Happy's hat?
Oh, calm down. It's just a glamour. I wouldn't touch the hat.
But everything else is fair game?
A woman has to have standards.
What exactly is supposed to happen here? It looks like a party, but the only ones here are us.
Well, there were supposed to be fey creatures glamoured to look like handsome men and beautiful women doing traditional fairy folk dances. But apparently, they all up and left to... I don't know. One of them said something about escaping a room.
Good for them.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, any plan that involved them getting flirty to activate some kind of love magic charm was never going to work on me.
Is that a chosen one thing?
Nope. That one is actually just a me thing.
Yeah, sirens really don't like him.
No. The dances were just for the ambiance. I knew I wasn't going to get you with them. Honestly, it's better that they left. Keeps the focus on the main course.
Uh-huh. Which is?
Dessert.
Is that?
Fairy bread, jam, donuts, chocolate ganache, creme brulee, blackberry brioche, tiramisu, flan, baklava, coconut trifle, cream puffs, red velvet cupcakes, cherries, jubilee, gingerbread cookies, strawberry tarts, and apple pie. And that's just on the first table.
Oh, it smells so good.
Sig, no. It's fairy food, remember? Instant game over. You'd be giving her your freedom.
Oh, but sugar and butter.
Happy, grab him.
No, I'm fine. I'm not gonna eat your fairy food. Even if it... Oh, it smells so good.
You want to do this the hard way, huh? Okay, you leave me no choice.
Is that...
Chocolate souffle a la fée. Smells good, doesn't it?
I...
Oh, come on. One bite wouldn't hurt.
I...
Sig!
Don't!
Yoink!
Dolph!
Oh, Sig, you're right. These do taste better if you let them bake first.
You just ate it?
Yeah, which means Sig can't. Boom! Foiled!
But that means you're trapped with me. You know that, right? You have to know that.
Yeah, but you'll just let me go like you did before. Boom! Double foiled!
No, Dolph! It means we're in the
exact same position we were in when we started. She's going to use you to get Sig to let her kill him.
Over my dead body?
Ugh, do you really think I care about your dead body?
Do you really care about mine?
What are you talking about? I've been trying to kill you for ages.
That's not what I asked. I asked if you actually, personally, care if I die. Straight answer. I know Faye can't lie.
Of course I don't care this much! Do you really think I want to be spending so much of my immortal life trying to kill one human? Oh, it's pathetic. I could have killed so many other high-profile targets by now, and I'm, what, hanging around some random bakery, failing to kill some nobody?
Al?
It's my stupid contract. I can't break it. Did you know that the person who contracted me to kill you isn't even on this plane anymore? She just often disappeared without even cancelling the contract, so I'm stuck with it.
That is correct. Serene Sorceress Adelaide has been banished to the Abyss by an extremely powerful abjuration. I do not expect that she will return to the mortal plane for a very long time.
Blah, 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 which means the only way out of it is if you're dead. So what's it gonna be, Sig? You or your brother?
Lux, how have you been hunting me for so long without learning anything about me?
I don't know that insulting me is your smartest move when I'm holding your brother hostage and already annoyed.
That's not what I meant. Look, you don't want to waste any more time trying to kill me, and I really would not like to get killed by you. So what's stopping us from both getting what we want?
The magically binding Fae contract? I thought I was very clear on that, Sig.
Exactly. And what's my specialty?
Apple pie.
Toroids.
Wiggling out of stuff you don't want to do.
All three of those things, but especially that last one. Lux, what exactly did you promise?
I promised that I would retrieve Adelaide's crystal and then kill you. Although the crystal part is moot since Dope over there broke it.
That's it? No rhyme with a possible double meaning or loophole or anything like that?
Nope. See for yourself.
Subsection 2. I, Lux, Scion of the Fae, hereby pledge myself to murder Sigourney, parentheses, the baker.
Yeah, not seeing a ton of wiggle room there, Sig.
Well, that's dumb. You said the lady who signed it isn't even around anymore. Who cares what she thinks? No one's gonna snitch on you.
Weren't you listening? It's a fairy contract. There are rules.
Wait. There are rules. Your rules.
What? What do you mean?
That's what you said. Your maze, your rules, right?
Yeah, but that's the maze. It doesn't mean I can cancel the contract or change what it says.
No. But what if you changed what it meant?
Ah, go on.
You said that. In your maze, up could mean down and down can mean up. Could murder maybe mean let go?
I don't know.
I mean, it's worth a shot. Give it a try.
All right. I declare that within my maze...
Your timeshare maze, which I feel like we should take some time to...
Be!
Sorry, letting it go.
I declare that within my maze, murder means set free and vice versa.
Did it work?
We won't know until she lets us go.
You do know that if this doesn't fulfill the contract, I'm going right back to trying to kill you.
I would not expect anything less.
All right, then. There's the exit. You're all free to go.
Even me?
Especially you. There is not a taboo strong enough to make me want to voluntarily spend more time with you. You're released.
Nice.
You guys first. All right, here goes.
Ah, that's it! Contract fulfilled! Oh, I can't believe that worked!
That's what I'm talking about! Way to go, baby bro!
Whew. So, we're done? I'm off the hook. No more trying to kill me?
Not unless you give me a reason to. And I think I'll be steering clear of any bounties on your head from now on. Not worth the deals.
Wow. I guess this is it. It's gonna be so weird not having to constantly check over my shoulder for you.
Yeah. You know what I'm gonna miss about this?
What?
Absolutely nothing! B, let me know if you change your mind about drinks, babe. All right, bye-bye!
Same old Lux.
Should we be concerned that she's off to kill people?
Someone should be. Not us, though. We gotta celebrate. That was awesome! Kurt was telling me about your whole swappy-swappy with Queen Isadora and that doofus knight. I didn't realize I was gonna get to see you in action, though.
In action?
Yeah, doing your whole talky thing. It's cool. Not how I'd handle things, but still cool.
I guess Happy was right. The rescue did make him appreciate you more.
Wait, you think I didn't appreciate you before? Why?
Because you tease me literally all the time? Including 20 minutes ago in the hedge maze?
Yeah, because you're my brother. Not because I don't think you can do your thing. And I can prove it.
Yeah? How?
You remember when we met up and I said I didn't expect to see you for hours?
That wasn't exactly what I'd call a vote of confidence, but yes.
I didn't expect to see you for hours, but I did expect to see you. I knew you were coming eventually. When it counts, you always do what you gotta do.
You really think that?
Of course.
Wow. I guess I always thought you thought I was boring.
Oh, I totally do. But I also think Arnie's boring. Who'd want to be a prince? Ugh, so much paperwork.
Is it technically treason to trash talk him now that he's a prince?
He wishes.
Hey, thanks for taking that magic souffle for me. I'm gonna be honest, I was about a millisecond from shoving the whole thing into my mouth.
Of course. Always got your back.
Yeah, I guess you do.
This is heartwarming and all, but can we loop back around to the part where you busted my magical focus? How am I supposed to do my homework like this? This is not a duct tape kind of problem, people.
Can't you take it back to wherever you bought it to get it fixed?
Oh yeah, let me just rock up to the Genius Bar with my broken magical gem. No, I can't. Adelaide made my laptop magical by accident, and apparently she's in the abyss now? Which, side note, Happy, I for sure have some follow-up questions about that.
If you would like, I can take you to the abyss for answers and a repair to your focus directly from Adelaide herself.
Yeah, as someone who was recently there, I think we might want to explore other options.
You sure? Could be a fun bro trip.
Are you serious?
Nah, I'm messing with you. But maybe Kurt can help. He's good with magic stuff.
Oh, that might actually work. And once I have it working again, I can probably fix the worst of the fire damage to the shop. But I don't have a way to send him a magic message without my focus.
Are you sure you can't just use the dragon wand?
Flame wand. It's a wand of flames. And no, it doesn't do messages. It just makes it... Don't wave that!
Dole! This special episode, Mazed and Confused, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Sig is voiced by Wes Haas. Happy is voiced by Karsten Otto. B is voiced by Sarah Ruth Thomas. This episode featured Nina Nikolic as the voice of Lux, Chase Noseworthy as the voice of Dolph, and Edward Stokes as the voice of the Maze Guardian. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Blue Sky at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
I still don't understand why you want me to say this.
Come on. I said yes to drinks. Just do it. Please?
Oh, all right, fine. You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
How am I supposed to know?
So then I leaned up close to Lux and said, "Whoa, mama, I'm pretty, you're pretty, but buy a guy a drink first." And she said,
"Johnny Bravo!"
What?
Sorry, that's been bothering me all day. Continue.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt filled with monsters, traps, and treasure seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979. Included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.